They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
How to bring gas prices down? Just pump more oil. If only it were that easy. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. A month ago, President Biden sent a letter to the big U.S. energy companies, including Chevron and ExxonMobil, asking them to pump more oil out of the ground and refine it into fuel, the idea being to bring down gas prices. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from West Texas oil country that producers are trying to do that. It's just not as quick as everyone would like it to be.
I spent a few hours driving through a 7,000-acre or so oil patch yesterday with Patrick Cohorn. He runs business operations at Henry Resources. He says his company has spent years negotiating leases on this land with private landowners. We stopped at a well that, up until a couple of months ago, was producing a good amount of oil. Then an electrical submersible pump, an ESP, clogged things up.
So those guys are tripping in and out to go in and try to latch onto that ESP and pull it out. It's almost like Johnny Cash's Cadillac. We get it one piece at a time.
He says they've been waiting about 2 months for this crew to help get this well producing again. And that delay just about typifies what oil producers are up against right now. Subcontractors are so busy they can't take on more jobs. Steel pipe and other equipment's on back order for months, and sand and water are in limited supply. In Midland, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
All right, let's do the numbers. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 2-3% range, with the Dow future up 89 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.937%, and New York traded crude oil is at $96 a barrel.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
So there's this show on Apple TV Plus called Severance. It's a dystopian satire which revolves around work-life balance, but like radical work-life balance. The employees of the fictional company in the show get brain surgery to completely sever their personal lives from their work lives. Anyway, we're watching it for our Econ Extra credit this month because there's a lot in there from the real world. For example, the idea of forced fun in the workplace. Here's the creator of Severance, Dan Erickson.
Sort of. You know, saying it's like casual Fridays, wear what you want, but don't wear anything you want. You know, it's giving them this sort of illusion of self-expression and individuality and merriment for a moment before it's sort of taken away.
My colleague David Brancaccio spoke with Adam Waits, a business professor at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University, about forced fun in the workplace.
There's this standout moment in the show where an employee of this fictitious firm called Lumen Industries, no one knows what they actually do, earns a reward for performance on some work task. The middle manager then wheels in a cart with little musical instruments on it, so everyone has to participate in a celebratory music and dance scene.
You may choose one genre and one accessory.
The maraca. Excellent choice.
Should have gone for the castanets. I choose Defiant Jazz.
Though this experience is in Helly's honor, I urge all the refiners to take advantage of the opportunity presented.
The employees go along reluctantly and start dancing on command. I don't know, Professor, they look queasy, or maybe they're getting into it a little bit, but you've looked at organized socializing in the workplace. It ends up leaving you a bit queasy?
Yeah, I think, you know, work has come to dominate our lives so much, certainly before the pandemic and during it, that, you know, once you start meshing work life and social life together, it makes me feel like what is left of our social life.
All of this hybrid work that we've been going through, and companies are trying to get people to connect with each other and be sure people have a voice and we know who we're working with. I mean, sometimes they try this. Is that so bad?
For newer employees, it could be a good thing. They want a sense of what is the company culture like? Who do I need to know? Who do I need to avoid? What are my networking opportunities? But I think for a lot of us, again, you know, we're so stuck to work that I think socializing at work just kind of adds another layer to our work life and doesn't really do much for the social connection aspect for most of us.
I think we both worry about the alternative, though, right? No fun seems bleak. The boss wants to pay for a rack of tiny cupcakes to honor Snodgrass over there. You know, so what?
Absolutely, absolutely. I do love those cupcakes. But in my experience, it feels like in those circumstances, people kind of go to their own people. Or what do you end up talking about once the sugar high of the cupcake wears down? You end up just talking about work more. So I'm more of a fan of disconnection rather than forced socializing.
Turn off the Zoom. But seriously, I mean, employers may want people to like being at work. They may be earnest in trying to foster these occasional moments of what they think is fun. Is there a way to do it without making the forced fun mistake?
Absolutely. I think the intentions behind a lot of these socializing events are good. You know, people want recognition. People want a sense of being connected to something larger than themselves. All of those components are critical to boosting employee engagement. I think the best thing that my organization has done, though, is just put a do-it-yourself coffee station on one floor of the building. And that gives you kind of socializing without the forced aspect. These small things can go a long way.
Adam Waitz is a psychologist and a professor of management and organizations at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can follow along with our Econ Extra Credit project by subscribing to the newsletter. That is at marketplace.org/newsletters. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.